The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Well, it's out of the frying pan and into the fire as tensions mount over chips between the US and China. Chips of the electronic kind rather than the salt and vinegar kind. This week, the chief executive of NVIDIA, the world's most valuable semiconductor company, warned that the US tech industry is at risk of enormous damage from the escalating battle. So what's at stake in this chips war? Sean Mitchell, chief commercial officer of the space tech firm Ubotica and one of the founders of chip maker Movidius, joins me in the studio. Sean, you're very welcome. Are we seeing a kind of a growing nationalization of the chips industry, and why have they suddenly become so powerful? Why is it a matter of power?
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show, first of all, Richard. I think we definitely are seeing that. From a geopolitical standpoint, the realization, which is not new, by the way, is that technology superiority is power, and that power translates ultimately into political superiority. And we've seen this for a long time, but, you know, China's recent very aggressive progress on the technology side, I guess, has certainly started to spook the US. And in an effort to slow down their progress, I guess, they're, you know, starting to put restrictions on China's access to the most advanced technologies. And of course, in this digital age, the center of every technology is computing capability, which ultimately comes down to the silicon chips. So restricting their ability to get the latest there.
And while we're seeing a tit for tat in relation to that between the East and the West, Taiwan, just to remind people that semiconductors, which are an essential part of all of this and all of these chips going into all of these electronic items, into cars, into everything, Taiwan is central to all of that, isn't it?
For sure. And this has, you know, developed over the past decades. Taiwan now is, I think it's over 90% of the advanced chips are being manufactured in Taiwan, not designed in Taiwan, but certainly being manufactured in Taiwan. So the other element of this is the, you know, sovereign control of the supply chain that people are starting to see here, that this is a massive single point of failure risk in their supply chains for all their technology, all their electronics products.
How quickly can the West fix that if they now decide they want to? I presume in Taiwan they're still investing billions of dollars in it. Is the West responding and saying we need to get to a point where we're less dependent?
That's definitely what they want to do. Now, it's this stuff is hard, okay? And that's probably the understatement of the millennium, right? It's really hard. Taiwan, the leading manufacturer in Taiwan, TSMC, invests tens of billions in R&D every year and tens of billions in capital equipment every year, and has been doing so for decades and decades.
How much are Western countries talking about?
How do you catch up on that? Well, the UK, for example, £1 billion towards the semiconductors. It's going to have zero impact. Zero.
So there's a huge vulnerability. You know? And of course, the other thing this week was NVIDIA. We're all a bit obsessed now with AI and how it's going to change our lives and maybe cost us our jobs and, on the other hand, create lots of other opportunities, whatever it is. But chips and AI are a whole business themselves. NVIDIA, AI chip manufacturer, announced this week that it was going to sell probably double the number that it had thought it would originally. Its share price went up, and the company increased in value by $190 billion in a day.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. And what we're seeing is, you know, there's been this, the AI stuff has been evolving over the past couple of decades now with the advances in the compute capability. And again, it's just another form of computing. But the last few years, there's been this emergence of these generative AI models, and that's what's really captured the imagination, I think, of the
Should we be worried about it, in your view, Sean? Because you have a background and you're steeped in the chip industry and in AI.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of dangers to do with these, but I don't see them as the kind of existential risk that a lot of people are talking about and scaremongering about a bit. I don't see the Skynet moment happening of the, these things suddenly achieving advanced general intelligence, what they would call, and sentience.
So it may not be the end of the world as we know but there could be a lot of disinformation, misinformation, and job
losses.
Well,
for me, I think that's the danger, right? These you know, these models, they're absolute monsters, you know, and the progress, I mean, the ChatGPT-3 that came out, 175 billion parameters within a year, ChatGPT-4 came out, not 20% better, twice, 500 times better in a single year, right? They're absolute monsters.
And, can it be controlled?
Well, this is the thing. There's a lot of, I think, surrounding technologies that need to be put in place and probably some regulations, although I'm not a fan of this thing of, well, let's just ban the stuff. You know, the genie's out of the bottle there, right? We're going to have to learn how to live with it and maybe get some kinds of controls and other technologies around. I think the kind of misinformation area is one of the real dangers. I mean, we've already seen over the past number of years, you know, through Brexit and events in the US, how that's already getting out of control. And this is only going to accelerate that.
You set up Movidius a good few years ago, sold the company to Intel in a 300 million euro deal. You're now chief commercial officer with a space tech company called Ubotica. What does it do?
That's right, yeah. And again, on the AI theme, Ubotica is a space AI company, we would say. And essentially, we're bringing AI technology and capability to satellites. And, you know, this is, we see this as extremely important in terms of satellites that are engaged in helping humanity really to manage the planet and manage our communications and our economies.
Would you be happy to be heavily regulated because it's in the AI sphere?
Well, yeah, I mean, regulation obviously is never pleasant for someone who's trying to push forward with innovation and things. But, you know, of course, there has to be safeguards, too. And it's in everyone's interest that these technologies are used responsibly.
And what are the applications that it could be used for then in relation to the satellites?
Well, in relation to the satellites, we're really bringing kind of smart capability to satellites to increase their levels of automation, efficiency, collaboration. A big area we're focused on is the Earth observation area, and that, you know, applies to every major vertical in the economy, whether it's agriculture, you know, climate control, natural disasters, insurance, etc. Obviously, areas of security and defence as well. But making these, you know, much smarter and much more efficient. Today, they're, you know, extremely wasteful the way that they're designed.
Brave new world. Sean Mitchell, Chief Commercial Officer with space tech firm Ubotica. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.